We've a question here from a listener. I haven't done a job interview in 7 years, and that was the only one I ever did. I got the job, and I've been happy in the role ever since. However, an opportunity has come up with another company that I know would be a good move for me at this time. It will challenge me to step up to another level, but I feel I have the skills and experience to do it. What kind of questions might I be asked in the interview? I'm in retail and the job is in retail management. But before I answer the question, permit me to introduce a caveat. Trying to anticipate the questions you will be asked is needle in a haystack stuff. You simply can't. And I feel it is better to focus on your answers rather than your questions. In other words, before the interview, you should have identified certain key issues that you need to talk about in the interview. That intersection where your skills, attributes and achievements meet the employer's needs and aspirations. So no matter what questions you're asked, you should be seeking to divert as many of the answers as possible to that intersection. So now, back to your question about questions. Here is a list of popular questions based on research carried out among employers worldwide. Question 1. Tell us a little bit about yourself. This is frequently the first question of the interview. The employer often looks upon it as a gentle icebreaker, though it can cause interviewees all sorts of trouble as they proceed to tell the employer too much about themselves that is irrelevant, and too little that is relevant. So try to stick relevant in that question. Apply it to the job you're going for. Question 2. Why did you apply for this job? There's an opportunity here to reveal the level of knowledge you have about the company. Employers like to feel that you've taken the time to look at their website, perhaps, and know more about the company than another applicant. This shows thoroughness and professionalism. There are some real horror stories out there about the level of ignorance people have displayed about the company. Question 3. What are your strengths? Don't be behind the door here. If you don't talk yourself up, nobody else will. Make sure you talk about your strengths relevant to the position. Question 4. What's your biggest weakness? There's lots of advice available on this one, and all of it urges you not to reveal a weakness that could incriminate you. I like the summation by Liberty University's Career Center in Virginia, USA, who say you should use this as an opportunity to demonstrate your self-awareness, sincerity, and problem-solving process. For example, in my last position, I wasn't able to develop my public speaking skills. I'd really like to be able to work in a place that will help me get better in giving presentations and talking in front of others. Question 5. Where do you see yourself in 5 years' time? Here we recommend you show commitment to lifelong learning and advancement. Question 6. Why are you looking to leave your current job? Here the interviewer wants to ascertain your level of enthusiasm for the new role and whether you are merely using it to escape your current position. Question 7. Have you any questions for us? I would urge you to use this as a chance to talk at the intersection mentioned above. Rather than asking them a question for the sake of being seen to ask one, I feel you should avail of this opportunity to tell them something more of relevance. For example, will ongoing training be made available? I like to keep myself fully up to date with industry standards, and I've always found training to be stimulating and beneficial. So I hope some of those guides will help you as you prepare for your interview. My main advice, though, is not to think so much about questions, but think about the answers you know you should give. As I said, that intersection where your skills, attributes and achievements meet the employer's needs and aspirations. If you'd like a form that will help you prepare for an interview, send an email with the subject line preparation form for interview to getthatjob@sleenuacareers.com. I'm Liam Horan from sleenuacareers.com. Thank you.